الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك من زانت به العسر. My respected elders and dear friends, presently, the buzzword in the minds of everyone, and especially when we are looking at the filling stations, that there is a rush to fill up petrol because we want to beat the price increase. Understand this, my dear friends. Allah Ta'ala grant us that we understand the mizaj that has been promoted by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi has written in Jazawul Amal, and it has been mentioned by Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi in the books of wisdom, and it is very, very similar to the words of the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I am Allah. I am the King of Kings. I am Allah, I am the King of Kings. See, the hearts of the rulers are in my control. If you do good, then I will make them soft towards you, and I will make sure that you have favorable circumstances. But then if you desire to rebel against me, then I will make the hearts of your rulers hard towards you, and then you will be in straitened circumstances. My dear friends, we don't require to go very, very far also. We require to question our hearts. Who do we fear? And what is our agenda in life? Have we desired that we want to make Allah Ta'ala happy? Or have we desired to be the slaves of our nafs and our desires? Understand this and ask ourselves. It is quite appropriate that we actually mention this incident, you know, this one here. And I, you know, when I was just thinking about this incident, whilst coming, and I actually cried, and actually like to mention this to you also, because there are many old people that have seen our mashayikh, have seen our elders, and I'm talking about my first sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh. See, one day, you must remember, and you know, especially with regard to the institution of our ulama ikram, again I continuously impress, for Allah Ta'ala's sake, respect them. For Allah Ta'ala's sake, respect them. Because if you respect them, then with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find that you will attain respect. If you respect the heirs of the Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wasalam, then inshallah you'll find that you will attain respect. And if you disrespect them also, then you will attain disrespect. Allahumma hafazna. So you see, I just thought of an incident, and this is a very, very unique incident. And it also, you know, applies especially to the businessmen. Don't regard the ulama ikram and our mashayikh as your servants. Be respectful towards them. So there was one rich person that came, and when I say Abbaji rahmatullah alayh, I mean Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh. So there was a rich person that came by Abbaji rahmatullah alayh. He said, Hazrat, you know, I've got 500 rupees here. I've got 500 rupees. Please, I want you to actually go and distribute it. So I'm talking about, you know, you can't come in that haughty manner and in a condescending tone also. I got this money, now you must distribute it also. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, he said, "Bhai," you know, he said, "I haven't got the time." He said, "Rather that you go and distribute it." So this person was insistent. He said, "No, Hazrat, you know, you have to accept it." So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali told him, he said, "Okay, bhai, what you do, there's 500 rupees that you have in your hand also. What you go to the four-way crossing, and the first person you meet, give him the money, and see what he does with the money. See what he does with the money." So see, this person had aqeedah, so he takes the money, and for the first person he meets, he gives him the money. The person takes the money and goes straight to the bar, and he busts the entire money in drink. He is absolutely, you know, astounded. "Ya Allah, I came and gave this person money, and now he went and he actually drowned himself in liquor." And then he comes back and reports, "Abbaji, say, what must I tell you? See, you gave the 500 rupees, you see, but you know, now the person went and he busted in liquor." So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah said, "Bhai, do me a favor. See, I've got here 5 rupees. I've got 5 rupees. Now what you do, you go to the same four-way crossing, and the first person you meet there, give it to him and observe. So he actually goes to the four-way crossing, and then he sees a person with a very beautiful, you know, a beautiful countenance. He's, you know, wearing shari libas, but he's got a piece. He's got a parcel under his hands. So when this person gives him the money, he takes the parcel, throws it onto the dust heap, and walks away quickly. He's absolutely astounded. He says, "Now, you know, what is this all about?" Then he goes back to Abbaji Rahmatullah Ali. He says, "Hazrat, I can't understand. Please make me aware of this, what is happening." So they said, and you must remember that, the ulama-i kiram, especially our mashayikh, the ahlullah, they are something else altogether. So you see, so you find Abbaji Rahmatullah Ali mentioned by, he says that you had given me 500 rupees. You had given me 500 rupees, but your wealth was contaminated with haram. Your wealth was contaminated with haram. So I'm talking also, so when you give charity also, which has been contaminated by haram, it is rejected by Allah. So that is why I say, when you had given it also, the person went and took the same money and he destroyed it in haram. As Hazrat Ghaus Pak Rahmatullah says, "Bhai, if wrong way come, it will go the wrong way also. If it comes the wrong way, then it will go the wrong way also." They say that my money, they say the 5 rupees, something small and insignificant also. They say you give it to a person who had a very pious countenance. He was a Sayyid. And he was starving. And the parcel that he had underneath his armpits also was a dead bird, because he has not eaten for 3 days. So that is why he find a dead bird was permissible for him to eat. But when he got the money, he immediately dropped that parcel also and went to buy some food for his family also. My dear friends, understand this. Again, understand this, that this is the mindset that we have to have, that inshallah, if we are going to be diligent with regards to our the manner in how we acquire our sustenance and how we spend it also, then you find things will become very, very easy. Why we are mentioning this, you know, primarily at this moment also, the thing is that you find that, yes, undoubtedly, people are battling, and they are going through a very, very tough time also. But our Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali has given a beautiful advice. He said, "Bhai, listen, what we can earn also, that is not in our ikhtiyar, that is not in our control. What we earn is not in our control. What Allah Ta'ala desires to give us also, then we will accept. But what we spend is in our control. What we spend is in our control. So let us make sure that we stay away from extravagance. Let us stay away from wastage. Let us stay away from expenses, which are inconsequential as such. Make sure that we spend in the correct avenues. Allah Ta'ala will grant barakat to such an extent that we cannot even imagine. My dear friends, I recited the verse of the Holy Quran. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummah Thani rahmatullah alayhi has actually mentioned, he says that, you know, do not become like those who forgot about Allah. The meaning of this verse, do not forget about those who forgot about Allah Ta'ala. In consequence, Allah Ta'ala made them forget about themselves. In consequence, Allah Ta'ala made them forget about themselves. These are the transgressors. Allah Ta'ala says, these are the transgressors. So we find that, you know, we require to understand that we have to diagnose and then treat our sicknesses, our spiritual illnesses. Our spiritual illnesses. Now, we find that we are in this situation, my dear friends, whereby we find that our degenerate state, you know, our pitiful state, is that, you know, and the difficulties that we are experiencing is on account of we have been rebelling against Allah. We are sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh? We are sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, my dear friends, sinning, sometimes people sin intentionally or unintentionally. People sin intentionally or unintentionally. And those that sin intentionally also, they do this why? Out of weakness. They succumb to the temptations of their nafs. They succumb to the temptations of their nafs. Now, example, you know, the evil consequences of casting lustful glances. Now you find what happens, that the nafs, when the base desires, it overpowers one. When it overpowers one also, then you find that it gets the better of one. To this extent that, you know, the person slips into this transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to this extent that, you know, we have sins upon sin, that the laws of Allah ta'ala are disregarded. To this extent that you find that there is open rebellion against Allah. Allahumma fazna. There is open rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even worse, then a person considers the sins as it is okay. First of all, when a person regards sin as a sin is one thing also. But when a person, you know, does not regard sin as a sin also, then, my dear friends, it is danger to his iman. There is danger to his iman. So, and we cannot justify sins. But now, whilst we are talking about the aspect of evil glances also, you know, we have learned this in, you know, learned about this incident right from Hazrat Thani rahmatullah's teachings also. And then he actually said that, you know, there was a jeweler. A lady comes to the shop also. She wants to buy some jewelry. She wants to buy some bangles. So my dear friends, when she comes to buy the bangles, then thereafter you find that, you know, that she puts her hand, and the jeweler, now he looks at her fair hand also, so he touches her hand. She doesn't know, but he touches her hand with lust. But remember, Allah is watching. Allah is ever watchful, boy. Allah is watching. Allah is ever watchful. Allah Ta'ala knows. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful. So, whatever the transaction was concluded, and he goes away home. When he goes away home, there is a knock at the door. When there is a knock at the door, it was a beggar. So then the wife goes to give some food to the beggar. She comes back crying. When she comes back crying also, then the husband asks, you know, what has happened? He says, I went to give the food. He said, but the beggar touched my hand with lust. Immediately the jeweler, the husband actually wakes up and performs two rakat salah. So two rakat salah to tawbah. So the wife tells him, listen, what is the matter with you? He says, you know, a beggar touched my hand with lust also, and you reading two rakat namaz. He said, no, you don't understand. A customer came to the shop today, and I touched her hands with lust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciprocated also, whereby you find somebody else touched the my wife's hand with lust. Our Hazrat rahmatullah then warns. He actually warned, he said, understand this also, that he said that if you look at somebody else's daughter with evil intent, your daughter won't be spared. If you look at somebody else's mother with evil intent, your mother won't be spared. If you look at somebody else's sister with evil intent, your sister won't be spared. Understand this also, that as the Tanwir Rahmatullah says, that our actions have a cause and an effect relationship. Our actions have a call. That means what we do, then we're going to come back to us also. So we have to be extremely careful, my dear friends. We have to be extremely careful. So we want to carry on now. He says that, so the diagnosis is, our problem is that we, and this is something that we have to understand. We must acknowledge that we have a problem. We have to acknowledge that we have a problem. Now, if you find that when an illness is not rectified, when an illness is trivialized, okay, Allah Ta'ala save us also. Many of us here are diabetic also. Allah Ta'ala save us. Some got blood pressure also. Allah Ta'ala save us from all illnesses also. Allah Ta'ala save us from all illnesses. But if a person got sugar, then also, but he disregards it also. Now he's nothing also, and he carries on eating sweet things also. My dear friends, that he said you'll find that, and people say, no, you know, yes, you know, whatever life Allah Ta'ala has given me, that's what I'm going to get. Yes, there's no doubt that whatever life Allah Ta'ala has given you, that is the life that's your life expectancy also. But my dear friends, the quality of our life, that is in our hands. The quality of life is in our hands also. So you find that, you see, the illness must not be trivialized. It must be rectified. The illness must be rectified. So then Allah Ta'ala says also, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. And Allah Ta'ala says, do not become forgetful. Do not become forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if we are going to become forgetful, then Allah ta'ala is going to label us as fasiq, as transgressors. This is the rubber stamp of those who are rebellious against Allah. Then Hazrat Thani rahmatullah says also, when a person is forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invariably that forgetfulness, it leads to sinning. It leads to sinning. So even worse, when one becomes forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one forgets about himself also. One forgets about himself. As the Tanwir rahmatullahi has given this, has given us a very appropriate example. He said this malady of being forgetful of Allah ta'ala is so serious that one does not even care about himself. He does not care about his self-dignity. He does not consider even his respect and even other people's respect. Observe two people who are fighting, who are angry with one another. Then you find that, you know, they will actually go into a rage. You see, the veins in their head will actually popping out. They become red. The eyes become bloodshot. And then they, you know, whilst arguing also, then, you know, they lose, you know, their senses, and they start swearing, you know, each another's mothers, and it goes absolutely haywire. So you find that you find when you know, this is the consequence, that when a person becomes forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he allows himself to become vulnerable. To this extent, my dear friend, Allah Ta'ala save us also. He said lots of times we have the situation where people get upset with their wives over small things. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned, he says, you know, a person he became upset with his son why he was coming late to the shop every day. So he says, and then thereafter one day, you know, he took off so badly with him also that his mother felt pity on the son, and she came to intervene, please take it easy, you know, have mercy on him. Now when he's, you know, now this is the thing also, when you become forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the bimari, the spiritual malady within, then is not controlled, then you find that evil upon evil. So when he was this person was getting angry with his son, and then when his wife intervened also, then he became more angry upon his anger. He became more angry upon his anger to this extent that now he lost his senses and tells his wife also, say, how dare you interfere also? How dare you interfere also? Talaq, talaq, talaq also. An old man, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned, he said that when after all these things, you know, he's settled down also, then he's holding his head. Say, Ya Allah, what have I done? What have I done also? So Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned also, he said, what have you done? He says, once the bullet has already left the gun, you can't bring it back. You can't bring it back. So a person in his old age, because of one moment of anger, Can you imagine the catastrophe that he has to now, live with for the rest of his life? That is why, my dear friends, it is absolutely imperative that, we are sharing these incidents, so much so that please, for Allah Ta'ala's sake, whatever the case may be also, he says, please, be conscious of Allah. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Hazar ji rahmatullah alayhi, a person just phoned me up 2 or 3 days ago also, and he mentioned, he said, I'm actually getting very irritable, I'm snapping also, and I'm not being tolerant. So I just told him, Mawana, with all due respect, my humble advice to you is which Abu ji rahmatullah has mentioned, pehle tol, phir bol. Weigh your words, then talk. Yeah? Weigh your words and then talk. So you find that, if you look at it also, this disease also is rampant now. You find Muslims going to visit casinos, involved in gambling. Ya Allah, what has happened to the Ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So you find in this mad pursuit, this greed for wealth, you find he's betting away everything. To this extent, some people have betted away their wives. And to this extent, some people have had their wives killed because of this greed. So Hazrat Hamid Rahmatullah said that, and we understand that this is our state now. We have become heedless of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is absent in our lives. We do not have the true consciousness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this is the way we stand now. Whilst we have discussed the illness and our state also, there is a very simple treatment. There is a very, very simple treatment. First of all, we have to understand, Hazrat Thamir Rahmatullah mentioned, we have to understand the serious harm of forgetting Allah. As I learned from Abu Shafiq al-Umar Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned that in a person couplet, yakdam ghafil, sodam kafir. One moment of forgetfulness equals 200 breaths of ingratitude towards Allah. So he says, we have to understand the serious consequences of forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing, my dear friend, the treatment of this being forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the opposite. Now what is the opposite? So when you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the opposite? You remember Allah. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullah, then he gives, a few examples so that we can understand also. You see, if a person is feeling cold, then what will we do? We'll give him a blanket. We'll give him something so that he can attain warmth. If a person is feeling thirsty, then you find that we'll do? We'll give him water. We'll give him water. So if a person is tired, then we'll tell him, by go and rest. So do something the opposite so that you can sort yourself out. Similarly, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah says, in our case, we find that our illness that we have forgotten Allah. Our illness is that we have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opposite of forgetfulness is to remember Allah, dhikrullah. To make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by virtue of this, the remembrance of Allah, we will save ourselves from both physical and spiritual harm. We will save ourselves from both physical and spiritual harm. Now, my dear friends, the thing is that, this is not something difficult. This is not something difficult. As Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah has mentioned, this prescription is so easy. And the other thing also you find that, we want to go for, highly fanciful ideologies also and make our life miserable. But take the simple thing, keep our life simple. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says, first of all, he says that acknowledge one point, that we cannot continue involving ourselves in sins. We have to stop those sins. That is the first point. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah then said, the second thing is that, listen, we got time for everything else in our lives. We got time for cell phone. We got time for newspapers. People got time for TV. People got time for their movies. People got time, for lots of things. They got time for their sports. They're more worried about who won the football match than worried about even deciding the Quran Sharif. These are our priorities also. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says, by what we are asking, he says, just take out a few minutes every day in solitude. A few minutes every day in solitude, and just start off with 5 minutes. Just start off with 5 minutes. And then thereafter, and sit down in solitude, for 5 minutes. And sit down on the musalla, facing the qibla, with concentration. And don't think of anything else whilst you're sitting down here. Don't think of anything else whilst you're sitting down in concentration in making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then whilst you're sitting down and facing the qibla also, and keeping your mind empty also, recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. That is all. For 5 minutes, recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. It says, Hazrat Thami rahmatullah says that, when a person starts this schedule, immediately he will perceive spiritual strength from the side of Allah. It'll come automatically. Then Hazrat Abdullah, and we know that we are all conscious of sins and forgetfulness. So we know we are going to make mistakes also. So Hazrat Thami rahmatullah mentioned that even if we slip into sins, make sure that we continue making the dhikr of Allah. Even if we continue in sins also, but now might keep on making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, he says that when a person keeps on making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by virtue of this, of this continual dhikr, a person will develop an allergy toward the commission of sins. Allah ta'ala make it a reality in all of our lives also, inshallah. Then thereafter, Hazrat Thami rahmatullah mentions that even after if a person slips also, be steadfast on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be steadfast. Then you find that, when a person is continuously involved in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you find, as our Hazrat rahmatullah says, we are filling the container of our heart with La ilaha illallah. So you find when you fill the containers of our heart with La ilaha illallah, then you find automatically La ilaha illallah will manifest in actions, inshallah. It has to happen, by. It has to happen. So you find that when a person fills in the container of his heart with La ilaha illallah, then you find that when a person will feel ashamed with regard to the commission of sins. And when a person feels ashamed with regard to the commission of sins, eventually one will leave out the sin. It is a systematic process. It's not going to come overnight also, but it's going to be a systematic process. Then thereafter you find by this constancy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one will develop a bond with Allah. One will develop a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then thereafter, with the fadl of Allah ta'ala, a barrier will be created towards sin, and then a person will enjoy being an obedient son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala make it a reality, inshallah. Allah ta'ala make it a reality. So my dear friends, what we are really asking for is that, just 5 minutes, sit on the musalla, right? Whenever a person has the time. If it means in a night after Isha Salah or in the morning after Fajr Salah, whenever a person has time, but be constant in it. But be constant in it also. Inshallah, by virtue of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great things can be achieved. I remember, Hazrat Mawlana Qamar Zaman Sahib, Hafizahullah, Allah ta'ala keep his shade upon the ummah. He has mentioned a very unique thing, my dear friends. Allah Akbar, one day he came to Peter Maritzburg and then he actually mentioned, he says, please don't regard the word of Allah as inconsequential. Don't regard the word of Allah as inconsequential. Hazrat mentioned, he says, I take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, one Allah said with sincerity. Understand this. One Allah said with sincerity is enough for the salvation of humankind from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till Qiyamah. That is the dhikr of Allah. Allah ta'ala granted the tawfiq of understanding, what we have. Yeah. Allah Ta'ala granted the tawfiq of understanding what we have also. And then, people have advertised this at the dhikr majlis also. So inshallah, we'll make a little bit of dhikr also. But you must remember, a person who is a zakir, he is alive. The person who does not make the dhikr, he is spiritually dead. So we want to be spiritually alive, by, and we want to fortify ourselves against the forces of shaitan, against the forces of sin. So inshallah, if we are going to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another very unique thing, fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Allah Ta'ala mentioned also, you remember me and I will remember you. And if we remember alone, Allah Ta'ala alone, Allah Ta'ala will also remember us alone. And if we remember Allah Ta'ala in a gathering, then Allah Ta'ala will remember us in a greater gathering, that is the gathering of the malaika. So my dear friends, the very, very unique thing also, the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala doesn't cost us anything. It doesn't cost us anything. And yes, you must remember how the habits, they don't die. If we are going to be punctual with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that constancy in dhikr will help us at the time of death. Allah ta'ala keep us all in his hifazat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We recite 12 times Surah Ikhlas. Bismillah. یا اللہ اس کو قبول فرما، اس کا ثواب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی روح طیبہ کو پوری امت مسلمہ کو شامل فرما. یا اللہ accept our recitation of Surah Ikhlas, pass on the ثواب to نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and the entire امت of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Before we take the blessed name of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, each and every one of us, we acknowledge the great amount of sin that we have been involved in. Therefore, with the intention of seeking forgiveness from Allah سبحانہ وتعالی for both our major and our minor sins, let us recite 11 times istighfar. With the intention of getting spiritual sustenance, let us recite 11 times Ya Basito. The du'as of zikr you can repeat after me. Allahumma iftah aqfala qulubina bidhikrik wa atmim alayna ni'matak wa asbigh alayna من فضلك وجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم طهر قلبي عن غيرك ونور قلبي بنور معرفتك أبدا يا الله یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ آپ کی محبت نصیب فرما. قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم افضل الذکر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tahhir qalbi an ghayrik wa nawwir qalbi bi nuri ma'rifatika abadan ya Allah ya Allah ya Allah ya Allah. Aapki muhabbat naseeb farma. Illallah 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 inna Allah 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tahhir qalbi an ghayrik wa nawwir qalbi bi nuri ma'rifatika
abadan. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ki muhabbat naseef farma. Allah, 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 Allahumma tahhir qalbi an ghayri wa nawwir qalbi bi nuri ma'rifatika abadan. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ki muhabbat naseef farma. May it take Allah Ta'ala isme zati, isme baqi, with great adab and respect, thinking that our ruh has left its physical body, now gone up towards the heavens under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoying the illumination that is gushing forth under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May understand every time we take the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every part of our body, every follicle of hair, every blood vessel, every crevice within our hearts and our body is experiencing the blessed name of Allah, is experiencing the illumination, the effulgence of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, take Allah Ta'ala's name with great amount of respect, muhabbat, compassion and sincerity, and imploring Allah Ta'ala, asking Allah, Allah, make us among the dhakireen. Allah, grant us your assistance, Allah. Allah, grant us your ma'rifat, ya Allah. Grant us your recognition, Allah. Allah, make us among your friends, Allah. Make us among those, ya Allah, among the wasileen, Allah. Allah, make us among those who perceive the truth, Allah. Ask of Allah Ta'ala to attain Allah. Take Allah Ta'ala's name with great amount of respect. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا 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 كثيرا. Make شكر أن توفيق وذكر. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. الحمد لله بنعمته تتم الصالحات. الحمد لله بنعمته تتم الصالحات. الحمد لله بنعمته تتم الصالحات. Said Durud Sharif. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين. يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا حنان يا منان. يا حنان يا منان. يا حنان يا منان. يا كثير الخير ويا دائم المعروف. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اي میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارے سب گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اللہ ہم کمزور ہے اللہ. اللہ خطا کار ہے اللہ. اللہ مجرم ہے اللہ. اللہ گناہ میں ڈوبے ہوئے مولا. اے میرے پیارے اللہ مہربانی فرما یا اللہ. یا اللہ ہمارے سب گناہوں کو معاف فرما. کہاں جا سکتا ہے مولا؟ صرف آپ ہی کا دروازہ ہے مولا. مہربانی فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو مٹا دے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو مٹا دے اللہ. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو مٹا دے اللہ. یا ارحم الراحمین فور ایچ اینڈ ایوری سن آف اورز اللہ. اللہ وی آر ویری ویک اللہ. یا اللہ وی ہیو ٹرانسگریسڈ یا اللہ بیونڈ لمٹس اللہ. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah, we are ashamed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed, Ya Allah. From our side, Ya Allah, it is sin upon sin, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, from your side, Ya Allah, bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so unfaithful, Allah. Ya Allah, but Ya Arhamar Rahimin, you have called us to your masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have allowed us to take your blessed, your blessed name, Allah. Ya Allah, you are allowing us, Ya Allah, to lift up our begging bowl towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have regret and remorse in our hearts, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we implore you, Ya Allah, we plead unto you, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, forgive each and every sin of ours, Allah. Allah, forgive our major sins, Allah. Allah, forgive our minor sins, Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of the day, Allah. Allah, forgive the sins of the night, Allah. Forgive the sins we have committed voluntarily, Allah. Forgive the sins we have committed involuntarily, Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins we have committed whilst in a gathering, Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins we have committed whilst we are alone, Allah. Allah, forgive the sins we have committed whilst we are alone, Allah. Allah, forgive the sins we have committed whilst we are alone, Allah. Allah, we thought that nobody was watching, Allah. Allah, we thought that nobody was watching, Allah, but you were there to witness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our nonsense, Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah, what faith can we show you on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, when you, Ya Allah, yourself are the witness to our wrongdoings, Allah. Allah, we implore you, Ya Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours, Allah. Ya Allah, hamari tawbah qubool farma, Allah. Allah, hamari tawbah qubool farma, Mawla. Ya Allah, qubool farma, Mawla. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, accept our repentance, Allah. Allah, accept our repentance, Allah. Allah, accept our repentance, Allah. Ya Allah, grant us steadfastness in our repentance, Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah, guna ki nafrat hamare dilo ke andar paida farma, Allah. Ya Allah, cause the detestation of sins in our hearts, Ya Allah. Make us stay far away from sins, Ya Allah. Far away from the places of sin, Ya Allah. From the thoughts of sin, Ya Allah. From the intentions of sin, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah. Even if we desire to sin, Ya Allah, you hold us by our ears and keep us in your obedience, Allah. Allah, you keep us in your obedience, Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, make your obedience pleasurable to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make your obedience pleasurable to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make sins difficult for us, Ya Allah. Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi wa la tusqina bi ma'siyatik. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, make sins difficult for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make your obedience pleasurable to us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, through your fadl and karam, Ya Allah. Each and every one of us, Ya Allah, we know that we are going to leave this world one day, Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, at the time of death, Ya Allah, when Shaitan is going to try to impact upon our iman, Ya Allah, coming in the face of our mothers and our fathers, Ya Allah, making us child, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, trying to make us die as, Ya Allah, as Yahud and Nasara, Allah, as Jews and Christians, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at that time, Ya Allah, when we are so thirsty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, extreme thirst, Ya Allah. As if 300 spears have been thrust into our stomachs at the same time, Ya Allah. Such intense pain, Allah. Ya Allah, at that time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us istiqamat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't forsake us, Allah. Allah, don't forsake us, Ya Allah. Grant each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Maghfirata kamila ma husa khatma, Allah. Complete forgiveness, Ya Allah, and entry into Jannatul Firdaws without hisab kitab, Allah. Complete forgiveness and entry into Jannatul Firdaws without hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Complete forgiveness and entry into Jannatul Firdaws without hisab kitab, Allah. Allah, make the grave among the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Save us from the adab of the qabr, Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the snakes and scorpions of the qabr, Allah. Save us from the, Ya Allah, from the, Ya Allah, from the crushing of the qabr, Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, save us from the fire of the qabr, Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, resurrect us among the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, and the Shuhada and the Salihin, Allah. Allah, do not disgrace us, Ya Allah. Just as you have concealed our faults in this world, Ya Allah, conceal our faults in the Akhirah, Ya Allah. Amen, Mawla. Sabke saame rusma mat karna, Mawla. Allah, do not expose us, Allah. Allah, do not expose us, Allah. Where do we go to, Ya Allah? Ya Arhamar Rahimin, we implore you, Ya Allah, to the barakat of your ismazat, Ya Allah, grant each and every one of us, Ya Allah, the shafaat of Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Grant us that we, Ya Allah, that we drink from the hose of Kosar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that, Ya Allah, that He recognizes us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that we cross full sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah, make our journey into Jannatul Firdaws with afiyat, Ya Allah. Allah. Allah, without any troubles, Ya Allah. Make our amal such that we, Allah, we attain your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, through your Father and Karam, Allah. Make our rozi easy for us, Ya Allah. Remove all obstacles, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, remove all obstacles, Ya Allah. Grant us halal, tayyab, rozi, Ya Allah. Save us from every avenue of haram, Allah. Ya Allah, things have become expensive, Ya Allah. It is because of our sins, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq of, Ya Allah, rectifying ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, bring the prices of, Ya Allah, prices of goods down, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. We ourselves are to blame, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our repentance, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, grant us a life of afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, remove all, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the spiritual diseases from us, Ya Allah, and the physical illnesses, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, make us, Ya Allah, insan in the true sense of the word, Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, through your Father and Karam, Ya Allah, save us from every illness, Allah. Ya, save us from hospitals, Ya Allah. Save us from muhtaji, Ya Allah. Keep us in your protection, Ya Allah. Make our houses the garden of Jannah, Ya Allah. Let our houses reverberate with your zikr, Allah. Ya Allah, with durood sharif, Ya Allah. With tilawat and ta'aleem, Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of shunning the ways of the kuffar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our houses, Ya Allah, the bastions of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, through your Father and Karam, Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, through your Father and Karam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, witness, Ya Allah, happiness with regards to our children, Allah. Make our children, Ya Allah, the ambassadors of deen, Allah. Grant them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, suitable companions, Ya Allah. Ya suitable partners, Ya Allah, who will be a source of comfort, Ya Allah, for you, Ya Allah, and for the deen of Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, through your Father, Allah. Ya Allah, through your Father, Allah, keep us in your hifazat, Ya Allah. Allah, keep us in your hifazat, Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your divine protection, Allah. Ya Allah, you know full well, Ya Allah, what is happening throughout the world, Ya Allah. According to your shan, Allah. According to your majesty, Ya Allah. You intervene on behalf of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. All those that are oppressed, Ya Allah, remove their oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, through your Father and Karam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant hidayat to those dictators, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, if hidayat is not in their lot, Ya Allah, you destroy them, Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, Allah. Have mercy upon all the Muslims, Ya Allah, wherever they are and whatever their deeds are, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, take us, Ya Allah, for excessive visit to Haramain Sharifain, Allah. Remove all the obstacles, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, soothe our eyes and our hearts, Ya Allah, with the Baytullah and Gumbad Khazra, Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, during the last moments of our lives, Ya Allah, take us to Medina, Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Medina, Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Medina, Ya Allah. In Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu sahibi wa sallam, Ya Allah. In Riyadh al-Jannah, Ya Allah. At the time of Tahajjud, Ya Allah. Whilst we are in Salah, Ya Allah. Whilst we are hymning your praises, Ya Allah. Whilst we are in Sajda, Ya Allah. Let our ruh come into your mercy in the state that you are absolutely pleased with us, Ya Allah. Eh, Mere Mawla, you are causing us to make this dua, to accept this dua, Ya Allah. Grant each and every one of us, Ya Allah, our wives and our families, Ya Allah, a place in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Grant us a place in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Grant us a place in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, through your Father and Karam, Allah. Whatever dua that we have made, accept, Ya Allah. Whatever dua that we have not made, that to you, accept, Ya Allah. Whatever dua that we have forgotten to make, that to you, accept, Ya Allah. Eh, mere pyar, Ya Allah, wah, bahut be-adab hai, Allah. Be-danga pan hai, Ya Allah. Dua maane ka tarika bhi nahi aata, Ya Allah. Bin maange ata farma dijiye, Ya Allah. We don't even know how to ask, Ya Allah. Grant us without asking, Allah. Ya Allah, grant us without asking, Allah. Grant us without asking, Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuk sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri musta'ada minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa murafaqata nabiyyana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la darajatil jannah jannatil khuld ya rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayr خلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك